Gordo's Observation Deck, brought to us by Man's Best Friend and A Number One Air.
Thanks, Midler Man. Okay, bear trap moment of the week time. This is the time where we look at awkward situations that our P1s have gotten themselves into, and we watch them and enjoy them struggling, trying to extricate themselves from these difficult situations. Okay, read three comments.
Three comms.
It's a company. They make post-it notes. We read some three comms, and then we vote. Which one is the bear trap moment of the week? Bear trap number one candidate comes to us from P1 Moto.
Hello, Moto.
I've stopped in at my local dry cleaners on my way home from work, as I do about once a week, to drop off and pick up. Typical dry cleaner with not a whole lot of room, and it can sometimes get a little crowded at 6 in the evening when everyone's stopping by on the way home from work. Anyway, there's an attractive lady that looked to be in her late 30s in front of me in line. She was looking a little frustrated as the woman working behind the counter was having a hard time locating her items. Worker would disappear in the back, then reappear a few minutes later empty-handed, asking again, "How many items did you have? Well, how do you spell your last name?" Having trouble. This went on for a while. Crowd starts to build up in the cramped waiting area. Now there's about 4 or 5 other guys in line behind me. Finally, the worker at the dry cleaner said she had nothing in the woman's name and asked if she was sure she was at the right dry cleaners. The frustrated MILF in front of me responds by saying, "Maybe it's under my husband's first name. He dropped the clothes off last night on his way out of town." The woman working at the counter did a new search under the husband's name and success. Found him. She locates the drop-off ticket, but informs the woman that the clothes were not ready, since the husband had just dropped them off this morning. What? Was the response of the attractive lady. "You must be mistaken. He dropped them off last night on his way to the airport." No, the woman responded, working the counter triumphantly. "See right here. He came in this morning at 8:05.
No.
She started stammering when she realized in mid-sentence the bear trap that she was springing on this woman.
Oh, terrible.
And all the guys behind me in line started looking away and glancing at each other.
Oh. Wow, that's awkward.
No.
So the whole place just went silent.
Yes. And says that the 30-something woman got really silent, grabbed her items, and stormed out the door.
Oh, man.
Poor guy's just trying to get himself some strange. Why does
poor
his,
guy, what
why
about
does his
poor
wife
girl?
Have to ruin it for him?
Jeez.
He didn't take care of his business. He didn't cover his tracks, did he?
No. And I think Newt Gingrich was caught in the same dry cleaner episode. I'm going to hear about that at 7:15 in Muse in the News. Candidate number two comes to us from Robert. He says, "I used to work as a cashier at a Christian bookstore that sold willow tree ornaments." Do you know what these are, George?
No.
Well, then you're not a real Christian, are you?
Just not.
In case you don't know what these are, they're little carved wooden figurines of angels or children, things
God
like
bless.
That.
God bless.
So one day, I was checking out a lady who had bought one in the shape of a pregnant woman. And in an effort to make small talk as I'm checking her out, he doesn't mean checking her out with his eyes, right? I tell her that she's buying it because it's someone's baby shower. So I say, "Who's having the baby?" She then promptly informed me that she just had a miscarriage and was buying it to commemorate her unborn child.
What have I always said about those checkers?
Yes.
Don't comment on items being purchased, no matter what it is.
As if this was not bad enough, she then proceeded to pull out a wallet-sized sonogram picture of it from her purse and says, "See, this is my baby boy."
Oh. That's unnecessary.
Mortified, I looked down and quickly said, "Oh, he's beautiful." I could not...
Beautiful?
I could not make eye contact with her for the rest of the time I was checking her out, which seemed to drag on for eternity. I learned my lesson from then to never make small talk about the items that people are purchasing. And to this day, the image of that sonogram still haunts me.
Hmm.
Comes from Robert.
It's a tough lesson to learn.
George, you've been beating that drum for a while here on the ticket.
Doesn't matter if it's a grocery store or a place where you can buy items like that. Just don't comment.
Never ask a woman why she's buying D-cell batteries either. Just don't ask her. And our final one comes to us from Snow Monkey.
Okay.
Hey, Snow Monkey.
All right. Thank you.
Gordon, this is a story about how I became a bear trapper, not a trappee. A couple months ago, my wife and I were thrilled to find out that we were expecting our first baby. Unfortunately, at our first ultrasound, we discovered that the fetus had died several weeks earlier.
Hmm.
And my wife would have to take medication to abort it. Hmm. One Saturday afternoon, let's just say it became abundantly clear that the meds were doing their job in what can best be described as a physically and emotionally painful process. So between contractions she's having, the doorbell rings and two Jehovah's Witnesses are waiting, pamphlet in hand, for an opportunity to discuss the topic of the day. How best to introduce children to God. That's what their little tracts said, and that's what they wanted to talk to this young couple about. At which point they ask me, "Do you have any children?" I saw my opportunity. I said, "Well, now that you ask, it might interest you to know that my wife is upstairs having a miscarriage as we speak."
Wow.
Thanks for stopping by.
Both older gentlemen went immediately pale in the face and stammered, "I'm so sorry," and they turned around and trudged away. I must admit, while I could have avoided it, I took a great deal of pleasure in snapping the bear trap closed.
Jeez.
And he adds, little postscript, "In case you're wondering, we are doing fine, and I put another baby in my wife, which should come out of her vagina in August."
Okay.
Mark, he could have reworded that.
Yeah.
There are certainly several more delicate options to go with than conveying that information.
You know.
Perhaps we're pregnant again?
Yes. And it's signed from Snow Monkey, so.
Okay.
So. Well, because he's such a good, strong P1, I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for him, too. And, you know, I think that we complain about people snapping the bear trap shut on other people. But I think there is great pleasure to be taken in snapping that bear trap shut on other
Could
people.
Could teach him a lesson, I mean, not to be so nosy or.
Yeah, this young couple's whatever. Going through some pain.
Mm-hmm.
They need to share that pain with passing strangers. They need the strangers to feel some of their suffering.
Yeah, Snow Monkey gets my vote, too.
Snow Monkey gets mine, too. You are the winner. If you've had a bear trap situation, you can email me, Gordon@GordonKeith.com, and you may hear it right here on the air.